Hello, it is March 23rd, 2021, springtime, early spring. It's very good out here. The weather is about 69 degrees, almost 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Edited and updated May 18th, 2024.
This is an episode for the Living Off the Grid in the City series. I would like to discuss Living Off the Grid Renegade style.
Renegade style.
That is a very, I would say, rogue or extreme, if you will, type of living off the grid option that I want to throw out there and forward to you. These are options that are very difficult to engage in, take. However, they are options and they are very
legal and can be practiced in a safe manner. Additionally, they are
possible, attractive to a lot of people. You may not ever try any of these options. You may not want to. You may not be able to try any of these options, but there are many people that may want to try them, or at least try them for a limited amount of time, perhaps, or they would like to try them for a longer period, or even just partially. You don't have to go all out, do it all in, all the way. You could do certain things and not others. And these options are, again, for living off the grid. And not only in the city, as the title says, but also it could be in a town, countryside. It could be just about anywhere where these options are possible. And I want to list the options. Again, this is the Renegade edition for living off the grid. These options are for those hardcore off-gridders, people that are very disappointed, extremely disappointed with the system. If you don't know what the system is with capital letters, you may want to review some of my earlier episodes that
describe
the system. And these options are for those that are ready and sick and tired of the system. They are ready to make that bold move. These are pretty bold life decisions. Again, not for everyone, but I will again offer them to you. I may or may not in the future try one or more of them for perhaps a short period or even longer periods. Who knows?
Although I do have some personal experiences with some of these options.
Here they are. These options are basically a homestead option, off the grid homestead. A van life option, which is an even more difficult option to engage in. And the backpacking option. This is the ultimate living off the grid option for the ultimate off-grid warrior.
The ultimate off-grid warrior.
This is Nirvana level for off-gridders, living off of a backpack.
However,
there are other things that you may want to try that are less aggressive, less traumatic, or life-changing.
And these are things that I recommend in preparation for these other options of living off the grid. I believe they should be preliminary steps that will help you ease into those types of lifestyles.
And these are simpler things that you can achieve, although they are not as simple or easy as they may sound. And I will go through those.
On this introductory show, I will offer you three things for you to do to free up your time, free up your mind, and prepare you for what's coming in those types of off-the-grid lifestyles. First is to dump your ID. Second is to dump your money or payment options. And third is to dump your social media connections or accounts.
Dump your IDs. Get rid of your IDs. IDs are a type of control from a entity, group, government, association, any kind of entity that's trying to keep tabs, checks on you, aka controlling you in one way or another. You can dump those, close accounts, close memberships, close any kind of commitment, relationship that requires your identification to be stored and scrutinized by that entity. Again, whether it be a government, city, state, federal, corporation, whatever. Another thing I want to discuss is the option of dumping your social media accounts. This is perhaps even more difficult for some, for many, than dumping your IDs. Another thing that you can do is dump money especially payment options that are tracked by an up above and out and beyond entity that's overlooking down at you. You may want to go that route of dumping their control, ditching their control by dumping payment options such as credit cards, debit cards, pay cards, checks, and even cash. You take away the power of the money, the wallet, purse, and you will suddenly be not only hated, but watched. They're going to attempt to watch you even closer because that will raise a lot of eyebrows. Not only because they think they have you as a
economic slave.
They assume that you have criminal intent, ill intent. They also will get wary and mad and even angry because you're taking their power, their control away. And I believe that's even stronger than any kind of suspicion of criminal or illegal intent. Another option that is quite difficult for many of us to even consider, let alone do, is to quit your job, quit your employment, get away from them, leave, exit, whatever you want to call it. Going away, breaking any ties, breaking away, retiring, whatever you want to call it, however you want to fix it and wrap it in a bow, it is the same. You are separating and quitting your job, separating from your employment. And again, that is very difficult for most people, I think, especially within cities.
This topic of exiting your job will be discussed in the next show of this series. However, this step would be
another sign that you are an ultimate off-grid warrior.
Ultimate off-grid warrior.
And you have basically achieved a very high, if not the highest, level of anyone living off the grid. Another thing I want to discuss
in a later show
is to cancel your debts, which is more or less connected to dumping money, dumping your payment options, or just pretty much quitting any kind of involvement, commitment to money. So it's more or less two faces of the same coin. Notice how I say cancel your debt. I did not mention paying off your debt. And again, this is an option for the rogue, the renegade, for the people up in the higher echelons, the higher levels, the up aboves, when it comes to living off the grid. This is not for everyone. This is for those that are extremely serious about this as not only an option in life, but as a lifestyle, as a lifelong quest, as a lifelong commitment. And again, canceling your debt or paying off your debt, I mean, that could be also something that is feasible for many of us. And depending how much your debt is, you can just pay it off, be done with it, without taking a big hit on your credit, which again, if you are off the grid, truly, you care not and have no credit. No credit score, no credit report to worry about. Remember, those in the upper echelons don't worry about IDs. So your credit score is tied to your identity in the system with capital T, capital S. So if you don't have any ties to those, why should you worry about your debt? Your debt is only tied to that artificial and implanted identity on you, which has been implanted by the system. So don't worry about it. In this country, you will not go to jail for canceling a debt, not paying a debt. Your credit will be demolished, which is something that you probably want as an off-gridder. You want no credit. The credit is only a tool for financial institutions to put you into debt. It determines how much debt you can acquire by having a good rating score, basically how much of a slave you can be. So I will go into that briefly. Dump your IDs. We'll start with that. Your IDs, again, are tied to the system, the government, city, state, school, company, whatever entity takes your picture, your fingerprints, your biometrics, which a picture is a biometric. It detects your facial features, which is pretty much unique, especially in this day and age with computer technology, artificial intelligence that detects your face, even with masks on, glasses on, shades on, caps on, hats on, whatever, beard, no beard, disguise, no disguise. AI can pick up the shape of your ear and identify you, the shape of your forehead and identify you, the shape of your nose and identify you. So if you have an ID, you are being tracked by that entity, potentially. I'm not saying 100% of the time this occurs, of course not. But potentially, you can be tracked, identified, persecuted by an outside entity. Yes, IDs do work for good ends. Good means, perhaps most of the time, they're used for good purposes, such as, yes, getting in and out of your workplace. If you work in a secure workplace, getting around airports during travel, I am a firm believer that borders should be open. IDs, again, are a tool of control. If you are a true and high-level off-gridder, you may want to dump your IDs. Not only cut them up and burn them, but you want to retract and destroy whatever information is held by whatever entity issued that ID to you. You may want to end any kind of alliance with that company, institution, entity. And this could ruffle, at the very least, lots of feathers. Cause a lot of trouble, not only for you, but those around you. A lot of inconveniences, a lot of eyebrows will be raised, a lot of weird looks will be directed at you. Because most people don't understand why you would do such thing. When it brings so much inconvenience, especially within a city, town environment. IDs are used everywhere to pay, to get stuff, to drive in a city. IDs are used for a repertoire, a menagerie of things, such as going to school. Most education institutions require some sort of ID. They claim it's for security reasons, but a lot of it is for controlling reasons. Controlling who and when goes where, who is part of what, who pays what. With the chip information and even the magnetic strip information, or even a simple number, barcode on an ID, they can track so much about you, where you've been, what you've bought, what you have done, what are your interests, what you're up to. You can do a lot with an ID, scanning devices, cash registers, scan your ID, scan your card. And there's a record there that you've been there, and depending what location that is, they already know what you most likely have done, whether it's a supermarket, whether it's a store, whether it's some kind of club, any other location. They are keeping tabs on you. Again, off-gridders may want to dump their IDs and break ties with those that issue you that ID. Maybe a bit more difficult, lots more difficult than just shredding that ID. Because you have to go to the source. For example, if you want to dump your driver's license and you don't want the state to have your picture and your biometrics and your signature and your name and number, your social security, your address, all of that, the state may not give you that option of retracting and erasing that information. Having those records destroyed, those records are most times, I think, permanent computer records that are very difficult to access, let alone delete, especially by the people that you usually come in contact with to get those IDs. Low-level clerks, representatives of those entities, and they have very limited access to your information on the system, and they most likely may not destroy your information. You may have to go up a few levels from there to even access those records, and to destroy them may not even be an option. However, it may be an option for many other places, such as smaller institutions, school. Your school may be able to delete your records from the system. If you go up a few supervisory positions and you make that request, it may take some time, days, weeks, months, years. But that may be something you want to do. It may be a bit easier to do that with financial institutions, to break your ties, close accounts. However, they may keep your records. You may close up credit cards and say, I don't want your credit card. Please delete all my data from your system. They may say that they will delete you from the system. However, you probably most likely will remain in the system, although in an inactive form. So it's better sometimes to just leave it be, leave it alone. If you get off the grid, get off the system, none of that will matter. Again, and I will go into that in more details perhaps in other episodes, but your license number will no longer have the value that it once had. Same with your social security number. Same with any kind of other ID number, credit card number, bank account number. If all of that is canceled and thrown out, forgotten about, you don't use it. You shred all the cards, you shred any trace of it, and you just don't use any of that again. Then does it matter whether that information is in someone's system? It does somewhat, but as long as it doesn't matter to you, that's what matters the most. If you forget about all of that, it will soon lose all of its meaning. And the same will follow for those that have your records. And they will probably just delete your information because it's just taking up space for no much reason. The state and government may keep your record permanently. When I say permanently, I mean really long term, years, perhaps decades. But again, if you drop off the grid, then none of that matters. I mean, you may even move from one state to another. So if you leave a state behind and with all of their IDs and bulk of information that they have pegged on you throughout the years, then they lose control of you physically. By you moving, then they can have it. Shove it in their ear if they want to.
Shove it in their ear if they want to.
Because, I mean, it's of no use for them. Even if you stay within the state, within their borders, and you're not being tracked, you're not driving a vehicle that they give you the quote-unquote privilege to drive.
Privilege to drive.
Then, for example, a driver's license is no good, has no meaning. If they cannot track where you've been, where you're at, using that driver's license, if they cannot track what you've done, what you've been up to, then that's meaningless to them. The license usually expires within years. Let it expire. Perhaps they will remove you from the system, maybe. And if not, who cares? So dumping your IDs, again, is a difficult decision. Perhaps many, if not most, will not even consider it, let alone do it. But be proud if you are one of the few that decides to go that hard, that you feel and that you actually achieve that level of confidence, pride, competence, where you basically don't need the control of a government, the control of a institution or group or entity for your survival. You are truly an off-gridder and self-sustained, where you don't need that ID to get their help to apply for jobs or whatever. So congratulations if you're one of the few that have reached or that aspire reaching that level. The next thing I want to discuss, dump your social media. That's nowadays probably harder than dumping your IDs. Dumping your social media accounts for many, as I've discussed in the past, could be a scary option. A very scary prospect for many of us, many of you. I have personally dumped my social media accounts, and I'm still living happier than when I had them. Yes, I thought they brought a lot of social satisfaction, social connections, relationship connections, family connections, whatever. That's what I thought. But in reality, it was very artificial. The connections I thought that I had were artificial, were dozens and dozens of people that really didn't care what I said or did, where I've been or didn't go. Even about my health, it was very little attention paid to that when I did bring some health issues up on social media. You may find one or two people that cared, but again, a phone call could do the same, could bring, I believe, even more of a personal connection. And you don't need 150 friends. 3 to 6 friends and or family are enough for you to have a very good social interaction, social connectivity, for you to be very satisfied with your network. Yes, you can have more than that, but again, you don't need 50 or more. That is just unrealistic to try to keep up with 50 or more people. They will just be there sitting on your list, and you will probably look at that list and rate your popularity. The number of friends on most of those social media sites are kept in a little number there that is basically advertised and broadcast out there. How many friends you have kept there, or you to attempt to have more friends than other people. It is now used as an achievement level bar. The more friends you have, the more popular and attractive, appealing you must be. So those with low amounts of friends may look at that and feel as if they're disliked. They feel low self-esteem. And again, that's among the many disadvantages or harms of these social media sites. Social media is another type of control, not only by the social media companies, but by those that could use your information to control you, exploit it, exploit you, your situation. You could be in a precarious situation. A lot of people use that to swoop in and take advantage of the situation and further their agenda with you. It could be used commercially by tons of companies to advertise, annoy you, to harass you with advertisement. Abused, used, exploited by people that wish harm on you, people that wish ill on you, people with criminal or illegal intent, people or companies could use it for political reasons to further their political agendas.
Sí, buena.
Target you for false information, false advertisement. They could target you for a repertoire of things. So those things are a type of control. If you don't think those are controls, I'm not sure what your definition of a control is. Control is something that ties you up, forces your hand, sways your opinion without you wanting for these things to happen. You're forced to change your opinion, to change your mind. You're forced to do certain things, buy certain products. And that's not good. That is, again, a harmful type of control. So that's why dumping your social media accounts is, again, a very good thing to do and something that is proof of your high level of self-sustainability and self-reliance and pride and self-value when you are not part of a huge conglomerate of people just staring at a computer screen most of the day. You're free to go out and about and do things out in the real world, out here, physical world, and you don't have to pay as much attention, if any, to any of that bullshit.
To any of that bullshit.
And nonsense going on in social media.
Sí, buena.
One last thing I want to leave you with social media is that they are a surveillance tool for not only the social media companies, but for your friends and family and for those looking to do harm. They can spy on you and exploit the information that you freely broadcast publicly a lot of times to the world through social media and even privately. There are hackers, entities, and agencies that have the capabilities of looking at your activity on social media posts, what you write, what you do, what you take pictures of, pictures with, snooping into all of that and using it against you if that is what their goal is. That is all I'm going to discuss for right now. Do look at the next episode, which will discuss dumping money and payment options, dumping your vehicle, dumping your job, dumping your debts. And I will go in a little more detail, much more detail. I have not covered any of it. I will go into the three main options of your living arrangements while living off the grid, renegade style. The three options are, again, homestead option, basically purchasing or acquiring somehow a homestead or home, a house or a place of dwelling. It doesn't have to really be a house, you know, in the traditional sense. It could be a cave, a patch of land with a tent on it. The other option I want to go over next episode is the van life option. Very self-descriptive. Living out of not only a van, but also could be a car, vehicle, SUV, RV, recreational vehicle. It could be any vehicle that you may be able to live out of. And the last option is the ultimate living arrangement, if you want to call it that, is the nomad option or backpacking option. Basically living out of a backpack. No kind of attachments outside of that, which is, again, a very, very high level of living off the grid. Thank you very much. Hope to catch you on the next episode. Have a good day.
Sí, buena.